Forecasters predict that Hurricane Rita will strike somewhere along the Texas-Louisiana coastline near Port Arthur, Texas, or Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're going next to Port Arthur, where NPR's Adam Davidson is standing by. And Adam, what kind of morning is it there?
Well, there's a lot of activity for this early in the morning. We keep seeing ambulances and police cars and just lots of personal cars driving by on the highway next to us, big military jets flying overhead.
How's the weather?
It's actually, I hate to say this, the calm before the storm, but it's a bit windy. But other than that, it's fine, although they say that we should expect extreme conditions by mid to late morning.
Now, you mentioned ambulances moving around. How are emergency crews overall preparing for Rita?
I got to say, this is pretty scary. They are all leaving Port Arthur. They're going 40 miles north, 40 miles inland to Lumberton, a small town. They have an emergency evacuation plan to go to Lumberton High School there, as do all of the towns around here. There will be no ambulances, no firemen, no policemen. Nobody is supposed to be in the town when the hurricane hits.
And as far as you can tell, are people able to give out, given the reports of terrible traffic we've heard about elsewhere?
Well, that's not happening here. There's not very much traffic. There really hasn't been. I guess it's a less populated area. There have been real problems with gas shortages, gas stations running out. The big issue is the old, the sick, and then those who are just not willing to leave. The airport is now basically a hospital, like we saw in photos from New Orleans. There are planes taking people, evacuating people as quickly as they can. There are the city had a few buses lined up to evacuate people, but the city of Houston actually commandeered those. So they're today frantically trying to get whatever buses they can to get the 20% or so of people who are left.
Okay.
To just get out of here.
Now, Adam, you're in a part of the country that maybe is not totally familiar to Americans, this area along the Texas-Louisiana border, but an economically important area. When you drive around, what do you see? What's it look like? What's there?
Well, it's pretty flat land. It's pretty sparsely populated, but there are these massive refineries. I have never seen refineries this big, the size of cities. They just go on and on and on. And as of last night, they were still operating. You could see their flames up in the air. They were fully lit up. It's a very long process to shut down one of these refineries, and they've obviously they're obviously in that process, but they are operating right now.
So the refinery workers, I guess, are still there. You mentioned a couple of ambulances going around. I imagine you're not the only journalist. Is anybody else still in town?
Very, very few people. There are, CNN is here, Fox News is here, CBS TV is here. I have not seen, other than, I would say, fewer than 10 personal cars drive by today. It's really, really empty. And the people who live here tell me it's kind of a creepy feeling. There's something very odd about being in your hometown and just nobody is around.
Mm. Adam, have you covered hurricanes before?
I actually haven't, no. And to be honest, I am pretty scared. And from what the emergency crews are telling me, this city could really be destroyed. That's actually what they're expecting. They say that there will be a storm surge that will flood much of the city. They're expecting many, many, many of the structures to be destroyed by this time tomorrow. I had several lifelong firemen, lifelong cops tell me that they're really, really scared.
And very briefly, what are your plans for the next 24 hours?
Well, I think we're going to try and make it to Lumberton High School, where all of the area mayors and city officials are going to be and all the emergency folks are. It's a lucky break that safety and a good story are in the same place.
Okay, Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll check in with you again. That's NPR's Adam Davidson, who is, for the moment, until he heads to higher ground, reporting this morning from the city of Port Arthur, Texas, which is in the path of Hurricane Rita. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
On the next Fresh Air, the King of Blues, we celebrate B.B. King's 80th birthday. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
white singer blues. Yeah.